Ambassador Seiji Okada is Japan's ambassador to South Sudan, and Ambassador Okada has been serving as the ambassador extraordinary and plenipotentiary of Japan to the Republic of South Sudan since November 2017. And today we are happy to have the ambassador in our studio to talk about the Japan-South Sudan relationship. Good morning, Ambassador. It's good to have you.
Good morning.
Yes. So South Sudan and Japan have enjoyed excellent relations since 2011. When the country gained its independence and diplomatic relations were established between the two countries. So in light of these relations, can you shed some light on the present relations between Japan and South Sudan?
Yeah, thank you very much for the question. You know, the Japan is strongly committed to support South Sudan. Particularly we committed, you know, to support the peace building of this country, and also the following nation building. It's the two main objective of Japan to support South Sudan.
Mm-hmm. So how much significance does Japan give to South Sudan in its foreign policy, and what are your country's priorities as we speak?
Yes, in terms of the peace building, as you may know, that Japan dispatched our self-defense force battalion as a member of the AMIS up until May last year. We had dispatched over 350 the members of the self-defense force, and now we have still the four staff officers in the AMIS working. You know, although that our battalion, the 350 members of the self-defense force, just, you know, went back to Japan, but the Japan still committing the strong support in the other field. My embassy is working so hard with JICA in terms of the humanitarian aid and capacity building, and also the development, including infrastructure.
Yes, Honorable Ambassador, can you tell us more about the two fact-finding missions in Upper Nile University's relocation back to its Malekal and Ring campuses?
Yes, as I told you, we do various kind of the support in this country, and education is one of the key factor, key area that we're focusing on. So from that point of view, we are doing a many kind of educational support, and among them is that we see the importance of the higher education. And actually, I understand now the Upper Nile University is one of the big university. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately now, because of the conflict here, the older students are in Juba. And, you know, I talked to the Minister of the Higher Education here and about their wish to return these students to Upper Nile University. So I traveled the Malacca and Rank, and also the campus of the Nile University, whether it's possible for us to sort of support the renovation, mm-hmm, of the rebuild the campus of the Upper Nile University.
Right. So what is the role of Japan in the proposed relocation of the Upper Nile University?
Again, the focus is education, because particularly in the university level, these are the young generation, mm, who lead the country in the future. So I hope that they have a good enough, you know, kind of educational environment, you know. So from that point of view, as I told you, we traveled to the campus in Upper Nile University, and I had an impression that, you know, the building is actually, you know, it's very strongly damaged, but you know, it's possible to renovate the campus. So we're now considering how we do the renovate the campus and how we kind of start the university.
Right. So you say that you asked them if you can renovate the university. Have you been given a go ahead? And if yes, when will the renovations kickstart?
Well, actually, we are still under consideration. But you know, rebuilding the campus or university is a huge project. Of course, only Japan cannot do that.
Right.
We are working with the education ministry here under their ownership. Mm-hmm. So our support is a part of our, you know, their project, because we can start the renovating the building and the providing some office furnitures and, you know, the stuff like that. But, you know, eventually the operation of the administration, the university themselves have to be done, mm-hmm, by the South Sudanese government. So our support is a part of our, you know, the project.
Right.
Yes. And Ambassador, of course, Japan government is engaging different activities and projects in the country. So what are the level of cooperation between Japan and South Sudan in education sector particularly?
In education, again, as we discussed, mm-hmm. The higher education is one of the area, but also we're doing a other area of education, such as vocational training, and also we are working with the Ministry of General Education of providing a sort of a text, mm-hmm. Which is used by the teachers to teach the mathematics or science and technology. So the JICA is doing that project now.
Right. Mm-hmm. And just out of curiosity, is it possible to list out the schools that you're engaging with and what centers of vocational trainings are already set up, say, in Juba?
Yes, we have vocational training.
Right.
We have a vocational training in Juba, but other than that, Juba, I traveled the Nimule, mm-hmm. Yambio, Awel, Wow, so we're doing many vocational training project in many cities, many right. towns in mm-hmm. South Sudan.
Right. So, how much Japanese investment do you expect in South Sudan in the near future?
Well, actually, I cannot tell you exactly how much now, this moment, but now we are in the middle of the discussion mm-hmm. with the headquarters in Tokyo, because annually we just discuss how much would allocate for their, from our annual budget. Mm-hmm. So we're in the middle of the discussion. So I would like to I can't commit now.
Right.
This moment. But the amount we're talking about is not necessarily very small.
Okay.
It's big enough to cover the mini project here.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Last but not the least, Ambassador, the conflict in South Sudan is one of the major issues these days. How can Japan help South Sudan to end this crisis?
Yes. That's the most important part of our support, because I told you our aim of the support is a peace, building and nation building. Without a peace, it's very difficult for us or for any other international community to support many projects here in South Sudan. So from that point of view, we are also the supporting the peace process as well. We are not a member of the Troika, we are not a member of the IGAD, but still Japan is strongly committed
right.
to the peace process. One of the things we do is what we see on the peace process is now, right after the signature of the agreement, the other day, the Japan issued a statement to welcoming the signature. But at the same time, what we are telling is now the implementation of the agreement is more important. That's the key. So from that point of view, we are very much committed to support the implementation of the agreement. The way we do is, as I told you, we're not a member of Troika and IGAD, but what we can contribute financially, for mm-hmm. example. But at this moment, still, we have to wait. At this moment, we did not know the final picture
right.
of the agreement. Mm-hmm. So we will see what we kind of now the process of the actual agreement. And after we know that, whole picture of the implementation kind of process, then we are ready to discuss about the support.
Indeed. Now, Ambassador, you have been in office since November 2017, and it's most likely that you have traveled to many parts of South Sudan. What is your impression of the country and its people?
Yes. Well, South Sudan itself, for the government of Japan, we are issuing a travel advisory for the Japanese national as the restricted travel mm-hmm. to South Sudan because of the situation. But, since I came here, I traveled many local town and communities. Well, of course, when I see we have to carefully check the security situation of the area. Then I go.
Mm-hmm.
So far, I visited 9, towns and communities.
Right.
And these places, of course, they are peaceful. That's what I found. And the reason I'm traveling many places is, of course, we do have a project. We do bring the project to the place where it's relatively safe. So that means, my message is, you know, it's a kind of benefit of the peace. If the community keep the security good or peaceful, then Japan can bring the project. That's my message. So that's why I'm trying to travel as many as places to give that message to the many communities. So the peace is the key for any kind of a project or support from the international community. That's an important thing for the South Sudanese people to know.
Right. And finally, just before we let you go, is there anything else that you would like our listeners to know about your projects?
Yes, actually, I have three the news.
Okay.
The one thing is now that the JICA is a Japanese government agency to implement our project. Now they are officially back in Juba, so they resumed their activity in South Sudan.
Mm-hmm.
That's one good news.
Right.
And second good news is, you know, the Japan was engaging the building the bridge over the Nile, and also engaging the building a water supply system in Juba.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, since 2016, we had to suspend that project. But now the bridge project, we just send our team to evaluate the situation, the condition of the building now at the bridge. So sooner or later, we hope that we officially start the construction.
Right.
That's the second news.
Mm-hmm.
And third news is, again, that we are kind of trying to promote the bilateral relation between South Sudan and Japan. So from that point of view, in September 12 and 13, we are organizing the Japan-South Sudan Cultural Fair at the Juba University.
Okay.
It's a two-day event. So we introduce our Japanese music, Japanese food, and also organize some sporting event. And also we do have some seminar and talk. And also we are contributing the books, you know, to the library of the Juba University. So it's a very comprehensive sort of a cultural exchange event.
Wow.
At the Juba University, September 12 and 13. So I hope that many listeners will have a chance to come and visit.
Right. And if you're out there and you need to mark your calendar on the 12th of September in the University of Juba, you don't want to miss out. Well, Ambassador Seiji Okada, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.
All right.